Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
Good to be here this morning. Good to see you all here. Over the last month, we've been basically speaking about hearing from God. And I just want to start this morning by speaking about to keep it real. As Christians, we really need to keep it real, and we do that by understanding ourselves, understanding where we're at, thinking about things, I remember when I was first a Christian, I spent hours just sitting down thinking about everything. You found something new in life, you found God, and all of a sudden there's all these controversies in your head, there's all these questions, there's all these things going on. And it's really important to think through those things. Think them through. Ask God questions. Sort out unanswered things. Get them figured out. Understand who you are. Because otherwise, when you do go through something tough, and unfortunately, life isn't always kind. We do go through tough things. But you're gonna find yourself falling apart if you haven't tied up those loose ends. Understand yourself. Keep it real. Know what you believe. Know what you don't believe. And, the word says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, it says to test yourself to make sure you're in the faith. And church, as Christians, we need to do that. We need to test ourselves. Are we real? Are we walking in truth? Do we really believe what we're saying? Do we really believe the importance of reaching people, of loving and just loving people? Sometimes you got to take a bullet. You got to take a bullet for God. You got to cast down your pride. Cast down, put yourself second as a sacrifice of truth, of just showing others what you believe and who you are. It's not always about us. Got to be not focused. Try not to be self-focused, but be there for others. Keep it real, church. We've got to keep it real. God calls. God truly does call. He reveals things into our hearts. Some people don't believe in God. Some people believe in God, but they like to put their own spin on it. They don't want to submit to any true God. It's funny. The spiritual is so much bigger than the natural. The things that aren't seen are bigger than the things that are seen. And it affects everybody. Everybody's affected by the spiritual. Whether we like it or not, we're affected by it. And often those people, they say they don't believe in anything. You'll notice they'll be the people, they want to read the star signs in the paper on Sunday. Or they might have one sock up and one sock down when they play football because they think, it'll bring some sort of good luck, right? They got to take the Christmas tree down by New Year's Eve because they think otherwise it'll bring bad luck. You see, the spiritual affects everybody. It affects us all. And through God, we have victory in that spiritual. And that spiritual place. God is in the spiritual. He's in the spiritual. He's where the place is that we don't see. But it's in the spiritual that we hear from God. It's in the spiritual that you'll find what you're looking for, that you'll find your blessing from God. And we need to be aware of that. I could never have been a Christian. I could never have been a Christian if it wasn't for a personal connection with God. I remember when I was younger, I just thought, well, what's the point? What's the point of worrying about all these things? I just want to live my life. We only live once. I never would have changed just for some religious thing. Never would have happened. I couldn't have. Wouldn't have happened. But God called. God called. And that's what he does. He calls. And luckily, I heard. I heard the call. And a personal connection was built. And that's what changes people. That's what changes lives. It's a personal connection. God calls, all right? You know, I don't know why it is that some people don't believe. Some people don't hear. I know that God continues to call even though they don't hear. Maybe it means they've got to give up something. Maybe it means they've got to change. I mean, the parable of the sower speaks about it, doesn't it? It speaks about how sometimes the pull of the world's just too strong. But God continues to call. Continues to call each one of us. You know, Christianity, it's not something we're born into. We're not born into it. We don't inherit it. And the same goes with our kids and with people in our lives. All we can do is prepare them. Prepare them. Prepare people to be able to hear that call. Get them around God. Be an example to them. And the more we do that, the more they're going to be able to hear that call of God. We have a responsibility. We all have a big responsibility. And sometimes I think we don't really see that responsibility as clearly as we should. You know, we're talking about something pretty important in God. It's pretty important. It's something that, you know, we have to carry with us. It's almost like a burden. I don't want to say it's a burden. Of course it's not. God brings us everything in life. But I think there is a bit of a burden that comes if you truly believe. If you truly believe in God. If you truly believe what the Word says. If you truly believe that lives can be affected. There's a burden. And that burden should humble you. It should humble you. It should stop you from getting too involved in things that don't matter. It should lead you. See, our foundation has to be that personal connection with God. That's where it has to start. We hear his voice. God calls. We hear. And that's where everything's built on. And that's what makes you unbreakable as a Christian. Everything can happen. All these things can come crumbling down. If your foundation's in the church, you're breakable because the church is breakable. Things happen at church which aren't always right. But if your foundation's in your relationship with God, you're strong enough. You can make it through that. Everything else is stripped away. One thing's left, the relationship with God that keeps you going, keeps you moving, right? Now, look, it's just so important that we protect that relationship. We have to protect our relationship with God. We've got to keep it secure. We've got to keep it safe. You know, and that involves sorting out problems quickly. Sort things out quickly that arise. Sort those questions out. Sit back, take time out to actually think about what's happening in your life. Don't let the devil take any chance he can get just to smash that, to break that up. Sometimes you want to blame God for things that are happening in our... It's funny, you know, you stand up here and all of a sudden everything, you know, everything hits you. But, yeah, sometimes we want to blame God for things that are happening in our lives. We want to blame him for that. Sorry. I'll grab my thoughts. I hate when this happens. And, you know... I once had somebody who said to me, he said, look, all the things you go through in life, does it make you question your faith? Does it make you think, why are you doing it for? You know, you're a Christian. These things, you know, you got God. These things shouldn't happen, right? And I thought, well, if I was to give up on God, all those things are still going to happen, aren't they? If I wasn't with God, it's not like those things still wouldn't happen. It's not like God's making those things happen, right? But God gets you through those things. And that's the amazing thing. God gets you through those things. Whatever happens in your life, you need God more, not less. That's when you need to turn to God more and he'll get you through it. I remember when my mother, she died of cancer. I remember I was broken over that. But through keeping with God, for protecting my relationship with God, I was able to get through that. And it was amazing that the things that happened and all the positive things that God was able to do. And I know that without God, it would have been so much worse. It still would have happened, but it would have been so much worse. And the thing is, we don't always have the answers. We're all going to go through tough times. And it's just so important that we just trust God through those times. Trust God through the valley. Trust God because it's God who's going to get you through it. Okay? And, you know, we've talked in the past about, I know we've talked in this church about how the end doesn't justify the means. The end does not justify the means. You see, I know I was watching on a TV program just recently where a guy was asked the question. He said, you know, would you kill two people to save 500 people? And he said no, because if I kill two people, I'm a murderer. Even if it means you save 500 people. And that goes with everything, you know. See, it's your personal connection which is the most important. That's what God, nothing is more important than that in your life. That's your strength. That's what God values most. And so you can't give that up for anything. You can't trade it for anything. And that goes with making money for the church even. If you make money for the church in dishonest ways or unfaithful ways, and quite often you'll hear, yes, but I'm doing it for God. I'm getting that money for God. But the end does not justify the means, right? The end doesn't justify the means. God's interested in who you are. In Matthew 7:22, there's Jesus is talking about the people coming into the kingdom, and there's those people that say, Lord, didn't we cast out devils in your name? And Jesus says, yes, but I didn't know you. I didn't know you. And so, once again, you know, our most valuable asset is our relationship with God. That's what we've got to look after. We've got to protect it in times of trouble. When you go through tough times, whatever you're going through in life, take the time out to protect it, because negatives come in. Negative things come in. Doubts come in. The devil shows, you can be full on in faith and one thing happens and that voice of doubt calls, because it's spiritual. We hear into the spiritual. We can hear the call of God. You can also hear the call of the enemy. And he loves to put that doubt into your mind. Everything can just come crushing down through one thing if we're not careful. Take the time out. Understand yourself. Understand who you are, what it is you believe. Sort out those loose ends. Like I said, I spent hours. I remember spending hours because I had a lot going on. I was a pretty rough teenager. I went through some rough times. I lived a life which I'm not proud of. And so I had a lot of controversy in my head. And I just had to keep thinking things through. I still do it, but it's a lot less now because I've tied up a lot of those things. But don't become a blind Christian. Don't become somebody that's just doing it because, you know, you like the church or you like speaking all the things that Christians speak. Be real. Be a real person. Realness is what will affect others. You know, just another thing on that. Sometimes when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, you think all you can see is destruction. All you can see is pain. All you can see is the wrong things in your life. But if you look closely as you're trusting in God, you'll notice little things. Little things. Like, look back at some of the things that have happened to you and you trusted God through them. And God was always there. He was always working through them. Remember those things. Don't forget them. Just remember those things that God's done for you. If I had one motto, if somebody was to say to me, what's your motto in life? I would say, go forward. Go forward. Whatever happens, you just got to keep going forward. You stop, and all of a sudden, you're not prepared for the next thing that's coming. Life's not always fun. We don't always understand life. But as we keep going forward, we're gonna make it. We're going to make it through. Sometimes you just got to put things down. You've just got to keep going. Just keep going, church. Keep going in your faith. Keep walking. Keep walking straight. God speaks in different ways. Are we listening? Are we listening for God to speak? God speaks through his word. You know, I love it how in Acts it was the uneducated people that were speaking the word of God, that were moving in the things of the Spirit. You know, it's great to be a professor in theology. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being studied in the word of God. But unless you have the Spirit, unless you have that personal connection to go with the word, then it's just words. It's just words, isn't it? Because as we know, God speaks through his word, right? I'm sure we've all experienced, we can read the verses in the Bible so many times, yet on this time, it's different. This time, there's something in it. And sometimes we just need to get the word and just have a read and allow God to speak through that word. Allow God to bring us something through it. God teaches through his word. You know? And the word teaches us about God's character. It helps us to understand who he is and what he stands for. You know, there's no point in trying to hear from God if we don't know who God is. And at first, when we don't know who God is, you know, we think we're hearing things. We think we're hearing things, but it takes time to learn. It takes time to learn the voice of God. It takes experience. But the word helps us to know Jesus better. And the better we know him, the more we walk with him, the more we're going to be able to discern what it is that he's saying into our lives, all right? God speaks through his ministry. It's a really important one. It's one that I've found to be true. God speaks through his ministry. God speaks through the church that he's put you in. Who believes that? God puts you in a church. You don't put yourself in the body. God puts you in a church, you know. You look at you, you think this church, Sunday school's not so great. You know, oh, there's not a lot of friends for me here. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you're where God wants you to be. That's all that matters. Blessing will come to your life if you're in the place God wants you to be. I remember I had a friend and they'd had problems in their church and they'd left, and as a result, they weren't going to church at all. And they said that they were sick of it. They're just sick of it. They just don't feel they belong. And I said, well, look, God has a church for you. He has to have, because you're his. He has to have a place for you to be. You've just got to find that place. And when you find it, you'll know it. And then you just, and that's where you've got to be. And that's where you'll grow. That's where you'll get sharpened by others. That's where everything can happen, because God uses that ministry, the body of Christ, for you. It's what he does. And now she's doing great. She's doing great. She's full of faith. She's found a church. She's happy. And she's doing well. See, you know, I remember when I was moving around to other churches at a time back a few years ago, it dawned on me, look, there's nothing wrong with these other churches. They're not bad churches. The people here aren't bad people. I just don't belong here. I just don't belong here, you know. But then when I found the place that I belonged, that's when things happen. See, God wants to others to sharp others. He wants us to move in the things of the Spirit. He wants us to access that spiritual realm, that spiritual place. Prophecy, healings. Where's our healer? Well, put their hand up to start moving in gifts of healing. Why not? Why not? Maybe that's you. We're a body. Gifts of healing are in the church, right? Prophets, I know we've got a few people that like to move in prophecy. Words of wisdom, words of knowledge. How about some miracles? That could be you, right? I'm not comfortable with prophecy. I've prophesied before, but I don't know. It's just not something I'm that comfortable with. But I feel that God, I have a gift of discernment. I feel that I sometimes see things which they're not necessarily from God, you know. And sometimes, see, we speak a prophet, we speak something from God as it is from God. But discernment, we speak it just balanced to people, I suppose. It's got to be balanced. Doesn't matter what it is. If it's not balanced, if it's not, it can destruct. We're not here to destruct people. You don't speak a word to a person like it's from God, but it's not. It's from you. You don't do that. That's dangerous. Okay? But either way, God speaks. God speaks through his ministry. God uses his ministry. Is it so hard to believe that, you know, a preacher often bleeds to get a word from God? They even fast. They go without. They use time. They could be doing something else to prepare a sermon on a Sunday. Is it so hard to believe that there's not something for you in that sermon? Because, see, God gives you that sermon for his body. That's who he gives it to. So if you're listening for God to speak, it might only be three words in a whole sermon that you get from that. Sometimes it's a good thing to sit back after it and just think about what's been said. There could be something in there for you. You know, God uses his ministry to speak. Don't forsake the power of God's ministry. God also speaks through conviction. Conviction of sin. I thank God when I'm convicted of sin. I don't see it as a bad thing. If I'm convicted of sin, I thank God for it. The quicker you convict, the quicker you can change, the less damage will be done. You know, sure, we've got forgiveness. God will forgive us for anything. But unfortunately, the world won't. It's just a fact. The more damage you do, the slower you are to react, to turn from your sin, the more damage you're going to do. If you commit murder, you've got to go to jail for life. All right, you're forgiven. That's great. But you're in jail. We need to turn. The quicker we turn, the less damage is done. It's just so important to remember that. The less damage is done to your personal connection with God. And see, conviction is different from guilt. See, guilt, yeah, I get guilty sometimes. I feel, yeah, I'm watching a bit too much telly. I feel a bit guilty about things. That's watching too much footy, you know. It's not conviction. It's not conviction. When conviction hits, you know it. You know it. Now, I remember I got caught up in something a few years back. Basically I was in a church and the pastor wanted to join that church with another church. And there was all questions about whether or not he was doing it for the right reasons and everything else. And somebody approached me and they said, look, we've got to save this church for these people, you know, and which totally, that's makes sense, you know. And so I sort of stood up and we tried to stop it from happening. And then all of a sudden I just felt strong conviction of sin. See, I was still going against my pastor, even though it seemed right, even though it seemed correct. I was still going against my pastor. And so I repented from that, and you know, I'm sure that's gone now. But that's the thing, that's what conviction will do. You'll know conviction when it comes. It's not just guilt. Turn from it as quickly as you can. So the thing is that God's our Father, right? We've got a relationship with God. We've got a personal connection with God. We want His wisdom. We want that. You know, we need that. We don't want to make decisions on our own. And one scripture, James 1:5. Really, if you just want to turn to James 1:5, if you've got your Bibles there. So it says there, it says, I'm reading from the, can't remember the name of the version now. The bigger version. Amplified, that's one. it's been a big week. All right, James 1:5, it says this, if any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or a circumstance, he is to ask of our benevolent God, who gives to everybody generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. You know, that's an amazing scripture. So that lays it down. God will give you wisdom. Now, if God is to give you wisdom, then there has to be a way to hear from God. We have to be able to hear God. Whether or not be how that is, I've heard some people say they've heard His voice clearly. I've heard this. God talks in different ways. God calls in different ways. God will never go against His word. You know, God won't go against His word. God won't tell you to commit adultery. He won't do it. Okay, if you hear that voice, you know it's wrong. Whatever, you know, God won't tell you to do something you can't do, that's not easy for you to do. When God gives you something to do, you can do it. You can do it. Right? Moses was able to speak. Right? When God gives you something to do, you can do it. Otherwise, God wouldn't have given it to you in the first place. And so, you know, God will never... I knew a guy once and he said that he felt that he needed to go overseas and live overseas and be a missionary. But the one thing was he was married, right? He had a family back at home. My advice to him was, mate, you're not hearing correctly. God's not going to split your family. You know? God won't tell you. It takes time to learn the voice of God. It takes time to understand it. I've put my foot in it so many times. So many times I remember when I was going for a job, I wanted to be in the ambulance. And I was going, I did all the tests and I was away on holidays and I kept telling myself, no, it's going to happen. I'm going to get the call. I've got in. I've got the job. No, God's telling me I've got the job. I know I've got the job, pumping myself up. I knew it. I knew it. You know, got the call, bang, I was broken. I was smashed because I didn't get in. And so many times I've done that. Sometimes we just listen to the voice we want to hear. Sometimes it's too hard to listen to the other voice. But if you're not getting anything, don't try and put words in God's mouth. If you're not getting anything clear, then you just got to wait. You just got to wait. Wait on God. Now, I remember another time I just felt I was working in Sydney and I felt and I got a posting up to Newcastle, which is what I really wanted. I wanted to be in Newcastle. Going to Sydney, I was sick of it. And it was just a 3-month stint. Yet I just felt in my spirit that I wasn't coming back. And so I packed up my whole locker, packed up everything. I didn't leave anything there at all because I just felt, hey, I'm not coming back here. You know, I even said goodbye to all the guys. I just knew that I wasn't coming back. And as it turned out, I never went back. So sometimes you just know something, but it just takes time. You're going to get hit. You're going to get hurt. You're going to maybe not get it right, but work at it. Work with your relationship with God. Keep it real with God, okay? Now, there's a scripture. So I want to read this, Colossians 3:15. If you want to turn there quickly. My pastor, from a while back, used to love this scripture. And so it's what I built myself on when I was first saved, or from hearing from God. It's the way I've always sort of worked on it since then, as it was established in me. But Colossians 3:15 says this, "Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of the one who walks daily with him, be the controlling factor in your hearts, deciding and settling questions that arise." So in other words, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Give something to God. Pray about it. What should I do, Lord? What should I do? I need wisdom. And just try and, what do you feel peace at? What's peaceful? Where do you feel peace in the decision? Let the peace of God rule in your heart. You know, sometimes I've made mistakes. I've done things wrong and I thought, hang on, I didn't actually seek God's guidance. Why didn't I seek God's guidance? Angry with myself, you know, because now if I had seeked God about it and felt that I was following the peace, I'd have something to fall back on. You know, at least now I'm trusting God. That's why I've done it. I've put myself here because I'm trusting God. Whereas if you put yourself here on your own accord, all of a sudden you're sort of isolated because maybe you did the wrong thing. Right? So God calls. God calls. We've just got to be able to listen. And so in conclusion, you know, the best way to go forward is to keep connected. Just keep connected to God, okay? You know, you'll hear best through your own personal connection with God. That's how you're going to hear. You're not going to hear through somebody. Whatever somebody says to you, if somebody gives you a prophecy, whatever you hear, it's going to go through your connection with God for it to be correct, right? People get it wrong. People say things that are wrong. And it's only fair to them that you let it go through your connection with God. Because if I prophesy over somebody something incorrect, I'm just doing my best, you know, if I really believe it's from God. So it's got to go through your connection. If it doesn't ring home true to you, then it's not something that you should do. Quite often in praise and worship is where I hear from God. Because I've been busy doing stuff. I come into church and all of a sudden praise, worship, begin to the presence of God and start. God's putting things into my spirit. I'm sitting there on my phone writing them down, you know, because, but we can do that at home. We can get connected at home. That's when you're going to hear best from God, is when you're connected from God. We get wisdom from God, church. You get wisdom from God, which means that you can hear from God. You can hear from God. Just takes time to learn. Let God lead our lives and direct us. Lord, I thank you for this church, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing in this church, Father. Lord, I just pray that, Lord, that you'd build on this place, that you'd build on that we'd be able to build on the foundation of a relationship with Jesus, that we'd be able to keep it real with you, Jesus, real. None of that fakeness to come into this place, Lord God. None of that stuff that is just rubbish. None of that personal gain. None of those things, Lord. Help us to be a church that's raw, Lord God, that's real, that's humble, that's able to affect the homeless, Lord God, that's able to affect the hurting, that's able to put them to take a bullet for you, Lord, to help somebody else. Help us to be that church, Lord God. Father, I just pray for your spirit and your truth to be upon each one of us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.